preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness
from all across the globe.
This is Animal Radio Network.
That's your little patootie it is. Coming to you live from just south of Best Friends Animal Sanctuary in Kanab, Utah, about 3.5 hours northeast of
Las Vegas.
But we don't make it down there very often.
No.
I actually said that the last couple of shows.
Every couple weeks, no. We'd love to make it down there that often.
We'd love to have like important business to do down there.
Well, everybody has important business in Las Vegas.
Now, this week we were going to do a best of show. You said, why don't we do a best of celebrity show, all the celebs that we've had on.
Woohoo!
So, okay. we've decided to compile them together and play them for you. And also take your calls at 1-866-405.
Come on.
8405.
You got you stumped. Okay.
Plus, we added something to the no-name giveaway this week. And we're going to tell you about that, I can't tell you yet.
Not yet?
No.
Oh.
It's a tease to keep you around.
Keep them at the edge of their radio dial.
Yeah. 1-866-405-8405. You know, this is always the favorite part of my show because it's like a crutch for me. And we get to visit with the listeners, which is the best part.
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
Denise Branch.
Hi, Denise. How you doing?
I'm just fine. It's kind of hot today, though.
Hot? Like, how hot is hot?
Well, it's 90 and the heat index of 99 in Missouri.
Oh, it's good to be inside air conditioning here in Missouri, you say, listening on, what station is that there?
KTTR.
Very
good. Ottawa, Missouri.
Very good. And they joined us just about 3 or 4 weeks ago now. We welcome them aboard. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a problem with my Chihuahua.
Uh-huh. Your Chihuahua?
Yes.
Okay.
She is losing her hair by the handful.
Oh, my. How old is your Chihuahua?
I believe she's like 2 years old.
2 years old. Losing hair.
Is she a long hair or short hair?
I would consider her long hair.
A long hair?
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of the short hairs actually shed more than long hairs. And is your dog indoor or outdoor?
She's indoor.
Okay. The thing is with indoor dogs is, since they don't really have this, go through the seasons, they're not out during the winter and the summer, they're kept indoors, they shed all year round instead of just seasonally.
Is this all of a sudden out of the blue?
It's been going on for quite a while.
Any big changes that you could correlate with what's going on?
No, none that I can think of.
Have you changed any cleaning solutions or had your carpets cleaned or replaced?
No.
No? Okay. Well, you know, even all dogs need to be groomed, especially long-haired dogs. But if you're seeing that much, if it's really excessive, you really need to take her to the vet.
I know. That seems like a kind of a stock answer, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well.
But just take her to the vet and have him check out everything and make sure it's okay. And if she's okay, then you're going to have to groom her a lot every day just to keep the hair under control.
It doesn't sound like I'd be panicked, worried about it. Take him or her to the vet. What's his name?
It's a her. Her name's Angel.
Angel, the Chihuahua. I love Chihuahuas. They're small. Do you take your Chihuahua everywhere? Put your Chihuahua in your purse.
Well, she's everywhere. Too big for my purse.
Too big for your purse.
Yeah. I usually take her a lot with me, especially when we go camping.
She likes to go camping, huh?
Yes.
Big traveler, huh?
I'd like to be, but we usually just go down to the river and spend a few days.
Hey, that's good enough. That's good enough. But do you have any other animals?
I've got another dog. I'm not sure what kind of breed she is. I call her a mutt, but she's my dog. And then I've got 7 cats, if anybody would be interested in having any cats.
Why so many cats?
Well, they multiply.
Yeah, well, you got to get them spayed and neutered. You know how that works.
I know, but I just haven't had a chance to.
Okay, well, you get on that. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to hook you up with some prizes for the animals, some gifts for the animals, for the cats and the dogs. And we do encourage you to go to the vet and have that checked out.
Somebody told me, not a vet, but somebody said that she might be low on protein.
Yeah, that's why you want to take her to the vet and make sure there's no medical reasons for the excessive shedding.
Okay.
And he can let you know if she is low, if it's something in her diet or if it's some allergy or something that's going on with her. He will let you know.
And
she seems normal otherwise.
Good.
Good.
Just a lot of shedding.
Eating and going to the bathroom, if any of those functions stop, that means something urgent is happening and you need to be at the vet urgently. Judy, did you want to qualify? What were you saying there?
We're going
to
qualify Denise for our big no-name giveaway.
The no-name giveaway, which of course includes the Cat Tree or Dog Mansions.
Yes.
The Stones of Glass. Sun Catcher.
Yes.
The Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner.
The Safety Turtle Pool Alert, Water Alert.
Very good.
And the Pumped Up Lowe's Pet Package, which is a weekend hotel for you and your pet.
And we're going to add some more things coming up in another week or so, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hold on a second. 1-866-405-8405. We'd love to hear from you right now. And we don't want to reward you for not spaying or neutering your animals.
So no.
I want to make sure we're not awarding her or rewarding her.
No, she needs to
She needs to go to... Definitely. Yes. That's what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. Spay and neuter your animals.
No
okay?
time. Come on.
Coming up, the first of our celebrity kind of best of show that we put together with Ed Asner in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. Stick around.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on
it. I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Every once in a while, there comes along a special group of animal lovers that stands strongly in defense of the voiceless. Animal People is that newspaper for people who really care about the animals. Animal People's published 10 times yearly. The publisher is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to exposing the existence of cruelty to animals and to informing and educating you so that animal lovers worldwide can eliminate such cruelty. Your subscription is $24 a year. Get Animal People's fair and accurate investigative reporting from the industry watchdog. Visit our website at www.animalpeoplenews.org. That's www.animalpeoplenews.org to subscribe to the news for people who care about animals. Animal People. Subscribe today at www.animalpeoplenews.org.
I got this dog, and I just moved in with my boyfriend, and Sheba was driving my boyfriend crazy. She was chewing on his shoes, tearing up the newspaper. She started chewing on the couch. My boyfriend was, you know, telling me maybe I should get rid of the dog. He can't stand her anymore, and I really don't want to get rid of Sheba. I love her to death. And then my friend mentioned this new product called Comfort Zone, and she said that I should try it because it works really good. So went out and purchased it, tried it for a couple days, and wasn't sure if it was going to work or not, and noticed a few days later that it started working. And I went shopping, came home, seeing him and Sheba asleep on the couch. At first, my boyfriend wanted me to get rid of the dog, but now it looks like I get to keep Sheba. Thanks to Comfort Zone, we all now get along really well.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get 2 furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Okay, we're going back.
Back,
the best
back,
of
back, back, back.
Celebrity with Ed Asner. Use your imagination there. Just like yesterday.
Here's a guy that we're welcoming back. This is actually his second appearance. The last one wasn't live. We sent him a tape recorder. Ed Asner, how are you doing?
If it wasn't live, would you say it was stuffed?
It was... Wow, I can't believe... First of all, let's start off. I know that you had a few animals when... Well, many years ago, we heard the story about...
They never print that story.
Yeah.
We didn't print it. We aired it, but we didn't print it. There's a difference.
Yeah, can you just give our listeners that are brand new to Animal Radio a quick refresher in... First of all, I guess everybody thinks that Ed Asner is... He plays all those rough, macho parts... But you like cats, right? You had cats, and you're actually kind of a soft, cuddly guy I hear, right?
Well, is this an invitation?
You have a warm, fuzzy heart for animals, don't you?
I do. I really do. I might even contemplate having a warm, fuzzy heart for you.
Quickly give us an update of that story.
We were newly married. We lived in a cold water apartment in New York, and my wife, we had two cats. First, we got a six-toed tabby, and then my wife found a bobtailed blue point Siamese, a squalling Siamese, and we brought her home, and the tabby had conniption fits for about 2 days, and then they became dear, loving girlfriends. And everything was going hunky-dory. And one night, my wife cooked up a batch of chicken soup, and we had it. And we went out to the movies or something, and she left the pot on the stove and put some saran wrap on top of it. And we came back from the movie, and she picked up the Siamese cat, and she was gummy and greasy and, you know... A wretched-looking cat, and said, "What happened to you?" And of course, she wouldn't admit to anything. And my wife went over and looked and found that the little deer had somehow managed to plunge her way through the saran wrap to get to the chicken soup, and plunged in and took a good bath. In the meantime, we looked over at the tabby, who was sitting there like a princess. You know, proud and supposedly very svelte and clean-looking. And my wife went over and examined her, and she stunk of chicken soup as well. So the two were corporate raiders. That's our chicken soup story.
That's the big chicken soup story. Any animals right now? Do you have any animals, or are you just working too hard?
Well, my wife at present is allergic to cats, so... my wonderful assistant found a kitten 6 months ago, and she's a phenomenon. And
the kitten or your assistant?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Both have claws, too. And she keeps the kitten at home, but she brings her into the office.
Mm.
So I adore her, and she sleeps on the back of my chair, my desk chair, and... I get to have my cat and eat it, too.
Well, how's it feel to be back on television and in a great spot, center of the universe, with John Goodman, is it? Is that
with
him?
John,
yes, it's
Goodman.
John Goodman,
yes, yes. And I can see that you're a day late and a dollar short.
Yeah, isn't that a brand new...
Center of the Universe has been canceled.
No.
Oh.
Ah, you heard it here first, folks.
Oh,
Did we really hear it here first?
Yeah.
Now, why would they cancel such a good show?
Because they're stupid.
They are. They're very stupid. Who do I write to? Who do I complain to?
We're going to make a few phone calls for you, Ed. Right?
CBS, get on the phone right now.
Any plans to do anything new then?
or are you just going to sit back?
Well,
and...
yes, I'm trying to produce a wonderful movie that a wonderful writer named John Hertzler wrote. And Armand Desante has given us a letter of intent. It's now in the hands of Tom Hanks, and I hope he loves the script, because if he does, then we would be in clover.
You're sort of like Dick Clark. You never age, and you keep on going. You know? I mean,
how come I'm not rich?
I don't know why you're not rich. I think the good people aren't rich anyway, you know?
But at least, knock wood, I haven't had a collapse yet.
No, you're in pretty good health as far as I know, right?
I certainly am.
Now, you're still doing anything with the Humane Society? I know you worked at one time on their nationwide campaign for providing for your pet's future.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't do that. Are you still working on that campaign?
I just perform, as they call me, on an as-need basis.
Now, your pet's provided for in the future?
Well, as I said, if I provide for my assistant, then the only pet I have now will be provided for.
And so you say the reason you have no animals at home is because the allergic factor of your present wife, is that correct?
Right.
Well, you know, there's animals that, fish. Fish. There's
fish.
You've got to have some kind of animal in your life.
I've got my wife.
Oh.
I think that was good.
Was that good?
That was a good thing.
Okay.
What? I lost you.
That's a good thing to call your wife an animal, right?
Call your wife your pet.
She is such an animal.
Okay, well.
And that's why I'm keeping her.
I've always loved your appreciation for the animals and everything you've done for many different organizations.
Well, thank you very much. To tell you how sincere I am about this, that on my death, if I should be fortunate enough to be invited to go to heaven, and I would get there and I would find that they didn't have cats and dogs there, I would say thanks, but no thanks.
There you go. I agree with you. I wouldn't want to be there either.
When you were a kid, did you see, everyone thought this interview was over. When you were a kid, did you have any cats or dogs that you remember?
Oh, sure. We had a wonderful watchdog down at my dad's yard named Jackie. And unfortunately, I didn't know about taking care of animals in those days. They kept him on a chain, and he was happy enough. He had a doghouse and everything. And he wasn't worth a damn as a watchdog, but I guess people figured that he could do something if he came off the chain, which was not true at all. But then eventually my one sister bought the other sister a Scotty dog, and I adored her. But she loved my father more than anybody. He used to give her the rest of the remainder of his soup.
Not chicken soup.
Yes. And you're absolutely right. And that dog could always tell when he was coming up the hill in his car. She'd be waiting at the door. She knew chicken soup was soon on the way.
But you still admit to being more of a cat person, correct?
No.
You're a dog person.
You're an animal person.
You can call me kind of a whore. I'll play any number.
If you had your drithers, withers, whatever they call that, it would be a dog, probably. What kind of dog?
No, I'm not saying that either. I want both.
You want it all.
Well, now, how long?
I want them all.
How long have you been...
There was a time when I was married. Let's see. My first wife and the kids and I, we had three dogs. We generally had three dogs. We had five, six cats. We had fish. We had a couple of birds. We had a couple of turtles. We had, what else did we have? I don't know. There was always a white rat or a spotted rat running around someplace. It's a wonder we weren't covered in fleas.
Now, let me ask you, how many times have you been married? Which wife is this?
And this is the second wife.
This is the second wife, and it's working out, right? I mean, you could always get rid of her and get some animals if it wasn't some pets, if it wasn't working out. You understand?
Well, I understand it. I understand that perfectly well. And I threaten her constantly with replacing her with the dog, which keeps her in line.
You are the most kind gentleman. I mean, I could sit here and poke and prod, and you just always come back. You're just so different than the characters you play on TV.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Although I like them, too.
They are very good, and of course we'll all remember the very first character, which I guess there was the biggest one, was in
Lou Grant.
No, Mary Tyler Moore, wasn't it?
That was Lou Grant.
Yeah.
That was the character.
But then there was a spinoff of...
Lou Grant.
Now, do people come up to you and still bother you about that?
Oh, they never bother me. Lou Grant was a nice guy.
But you don't mind people looking at you as Lou Grant? Because I know some actors, they don't want to be...
Typecast.
Like, don't ever say Gilligan to Bob Denver.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, definitely.
Well, thank God I've continued to work in spite of Lou Grant. But at least they remember a piece of my life.
And it really was just a small part of your life.
I'll correct you again. It was a big part. But so far I've had a long life.
Yes. Well, you've got to be. Boy,
don't
there
guess.
We go.
Well, like I said, like Dick Clark, you just don't age, and we hope to see you on TV again, and we hope things work out there with because you deserve to be on a better network than CBS.
You said that, I didn't. But if you feel that way, okay.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll make a few phone calls as soon as this is over, and of course they'll hang up, and they don't even know who we are. Thank you so much, Ed, for taking time to talk with us today.
Well, you're a great pleasure.
Thank you.
Keep the fur flying.
Oh, yes. Remember that? One of the better celebrity interviews as we go back. We're sort of visiting the old celebrity best of interviews.
That was nice to hear that again.
Who selected these, by the way? Because I want to know whose taste we... It was
okay.
That cat over there?
Yeah, it was Boog.
Who's the boss?
Yeah, the boss did it.
Okay. Before we take a quick break, we'll come back with another celebrity, but I want to tell you about the cartridge drive. The cartridge drive, of course, connected to the No Name giveaway, connected to... Shin bone. And what it's all about is we're taking your inkjet cartridges. You give them to us.
Not your Epsons.
Not your Epson inkjet cartridges. And we prefer your spent ones, the ones that are no good to you anymore. You send them to us in a prepaid envelope that you get by calling 1-866-405-8405. And we send this envelope to you. You send back your cartridges. For every four, we get you qualified for the no-name giveaway.
And tell us about the No Name giveaway.
It includes the Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner, Steps for Pets Cat Condo or Doghouse, the Lowe's Hotel Pumped Up Pets Package Weekend, the E-Safety Alert Safety Turtle, Stones of Glass, the Sun Catcher.
And we added a new one, didn't we?
Yeah, what is that?
We added Puppy Paws. It's puppypaws.com. They make fine jewelry for pets to give to their people. And we have the sterling silver puppy charm ankle bracelet.
Very good.
And a mother of pearl heart with a crystal puppy paw pendant.
It's getting bigger and better, and every couple of weeks we add something. We have all the details at animalradio.com, including the phone number to get in touch with us and get that postage prepaid envelope. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back in just a couple of short minutes, we're going to visit with another celebrity on the Best of Animal Radio. Hold on.
Stick around.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
I don't understand why we're actually here live in the studio if we're doing a best of show.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I understand that concept. 1-866-405-8405. Call us, yap with us, because, you know, we're bored. We're playing tape. No, we're not. Well, actually, these are some of the best interviews, some of the best celebrities that have ever been on animal radio, or radio for that matter. And we go back with Radar from MASH and Gary Berghoff.
We've been waiting for this. Radar O'Reilly from MASH. Gary Berghoff, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Hal. How are you?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm glad to hear that the show's still going.
Of course. Of course. It's doing very well. And, of course, you were one of the original guests on Animal Radio a couple of years ago, when we were sending out tape recorders.
Back in the old days.
I was a pioneer.
Yes, you were. And you are a pioneer in almost everything that you do. I hear that you're doing a lot of RVing recently, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't fly, and I've been using an RV for my business.
So, okay, so let me see what all you got going on. You're still doing some acting. Is it theater?
I just finished a play, yeah.
What play?
I did Last of the Red Hot Lovers up in Connecticut. In October.
Is it fun to do that kind of stuff? You like doing theater?
It is, but you know something? I'm looking forward to retiring.
Are you?
I honestly am. I just would like to have my kids come and visit and just hang back. It's been a 36-year career.
Yes,
and everybody's always asking me, what are you doing now, as if I'm supposed to be doing something now, you know? And I just don't feel like I want to do anything now. I want a beautiful garden outside my RV window. You know, I own an RV site down in Florida. In fact, I own two of them.
And you're a spokesman for them, are you not?
I am. It's a place called Nature Coast Landings. Implied in the title is really what it's about. We're bordered by a nature preserve, wildlife preserve, and on one side, and on the other side is Highway 19 in Florida, and Nature Coast Landings is an RV community. It's not like a resort. It's not a campground. It's an RV community. Everybody owns their own sites. We do our own landscaping, and we enjoy the environment and the wildlife here.
Are there any transient, can you come for the weekend and visit?
Sure can, but be careful. If you stay a week, you'll stay a lifetime. that's what I tell people. It's just a lovely, quiet community, just far enough away from town to be surrounded by wildlife, and yet close enough for all the modern conveniences. So I just love it here.
Do people identify you as Radar O'Reilly, and do you like that, or do you not like that?
Well, I don't mind. I like being identified as the actor who played him, but I think that there's a. I think people need a reality check if they think that I actually am that character and I go home to my Uncle Ed and my mom in Ottumwa, Iowa every night.
Yeah, but there is something that is kind of interesting. We had Ed Asner on, and he always plays these roles, or these macho roles, but he's a big animal lover. The one thing that I noticed with you is that there were actually some similarities between the character Radar O'Reilly and your love for animals. You really... were brought up on a farm, and
no, I wasn't brought up on a farm.
Okay,
my father was vice president in charge of manufacturing in a clock factory.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, and my mother was a dancer, so I was not brought up. I'm not Radar O'Reilly. However, Larry Gelbart, our head writer, would come to our homes, and he would get to know us in such a way that he would marry certain elements of our life, and one of which was my love for animals. He saw in my backyard in Malibu, we saw I had a center there for ailing animals, you know, where I nursed them back to health. And people would bring me, I was licensed by the state to take in injured wildlife, see? So as soon as he saw that, about 2 weeks later, Radar had his animal sanctuary on the show.
It was written into the script.
It was written in the script. So there were certain things, and I guess that kind of confuses people a little bit and say, well, he was that in real life, so everything else
everything
must be
else,
true.
Yeah.
As I remember the last time you were on Animal Radio, you did mention that you did not have a lot of friends, human two-legged friends, as a youngster, but you had lots of four-legged friends.
Well, I'm not sure that I didn't have too many two-legged friends. I can remember the many, but I did have a propensity. I think it's genetic, to be honest with you. I had a sensitivity toward nature and animals, and that goes all the way back to the beginning. You know, I can remember passing a family farm and seeing the geese all locked up in a pen, and I remember kidnapping the geese and putting them in my neighbor's pond, goldfish pond, and much to the consternation of my parents and certainly the family farmer. But it just didn't seem right for geese not to be on water. And so I've always had this I think sensitivity, and I think that most people do to one degree or another.
What was your first experience with an animal that you made that connection? You looked into their eyes, and what kind of animal was it? What was your first experience?
Well, I think it was I think like most people, it was a domestic animal, and I think it was probably my first cat. You know, cats climb into bed with you and they curl up next to you and you can't help but to feel connected to them. And I think it was my first cat. His name was Flippy, and a fascinating cat, by the way. That cat would dive into that neighbor's pond and catch the goldfish.
Oh my God.
He was an actual swimming cat.
Cats usually haywater.
He was a very unusual cat. Of course, some species of cats, such as the jaguar, I think the ocelot, love water. And, in fact, are fishing cats. So who knows where the strain came from, you know, originally, from this particular cat. But this was an amazing thing. And of course, my first dog, who became, you know, my friend for the first 16 years of my life, my dog Patch.
Mm-hmm.
You can't forget bonds like that. And if, you know, maybe the good Lord wanted the animals to become domestic so that we would be more sensitive to all living creatures, you know, because domestic animals introduce us back into the environment. We need to stay connected to our environment. We can't just be machine people and watch television all the time. We have to stay connected or we'll lose it. You know, what we appreciate, we will refuse to destroy. But if we are so devoid of contact with it, we will lose that appreciation.
Exactly.
Just remember that we all have a reason for being here. We all have a right to be here. But stay connected with the world that we were born into, the natural world. That's where there's a great deal of wisdom and a great deal of lessons that are true and real that we can draw from in our lives. Stay connected. That's one of the things I do as a wildlife artist. And in fact, I think that's my main thing, is to just keep people connected with the environment and enjoy it, you know, enjoy it. Don't get too close. Don't encroach on it, you know. But at any rate, I think that's it. Please stay connected to the environment.
There he is, Gary Berghoff on Animal Radio. More Animal Radio on the way. Stick around. Hold on, Gary.
Okay.
We'll be right back on Animal Radio Network. Hang in there. This is him.
Oh, yeah, you remember that? That was good. I really enjoyed that.
He's
that
such a nice guy.
He's genuinely nice, and it's interesting how closely the script followed in MASH.
Yes, his life.
His feelings for animals, too. Yes. So many animals, so many celebrities that love each other, and we're visiting with them today on the Best Of. Around the 4th of July weekend, kind of a scary weekend. Why is that?
Well, because the fireworks can frighten your cats or dogs. So we want to tell you to keep your dogs or cats inside and make sure that they have an ID on them just in case they do get out or get spooked or get out of your yard. But prevent some of that. You can use the comfort zone with DAP or the feel away for cats to help calm them during the 4th of July as well as thunderstorms. So check into...
How would you do that? Would you use the plug-in? Would you use the spray?
I'd get the spray, and then I would use both because the plug-in takes a couple weeks, and then if you use the spray, it works immediately. So Comfort Zone from Farnam with DAP for dogs or Feel Away for cats will help calm your dogs or cats.
We also added the donate giveaway this week. Last week we added the custom etched sun catchers. These are 4.5-inch round clear glass encircled by silver, colored nickel or copper chain with a loop for hanging.
Wow.
Makes a great artistic pet gift, window display, or as an ornament. And we also added this week, what did we add this
we
week?
We added the Puppy Paws sterling silver Puppy Charm ankle bracelet. And the Mother of Pearl Heart with a crystal puppy paw pendant.
And it's real easy to qualify. All you have to do is send us 4 inkjets that are spent. Not Epson, any other brand. You can send us those inkjet cartridges. Instead of throwing them in the trash, we turn them into cash. Did you make that up?
I like
it's
that.
It's written
That's
right
catchy.
Here. I wondered if the boss wrote that. He's kind of geeky like that. He writes stuff like that.
Yeah.
Turn it into cash for great educational programming like this. You can actually call us at 1-866-405-8405 and ask for a prepaid postage envelope, and we'll send you one. And you send us in that envelope your spent inkjet cartridges. For every 4, we get you qualified once. You may qualify all summer long until September 30th, when the drawing will be huge and humongous because every 2 weeks we keep adding things. And, of course, we have the spot lifter, deep cleaner, the Steps for Pets cat condo, the Lowe's Hotel pumped up pets package, the eSafety Alert safety turtle, and the Stones of Glass sun catcher, now the puppy paws, jewelry bling bling. We'll be back with more Animal Radio and more celebrities visiting with us on Animal Radio right here on Animal Radio Network. Stick around.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you?
Hey, give me back my shoe!
Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
A city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And we've been visiting with celebrities in sort of a best of celebrity show, and there's actually more if you want to go online beyond the scope of this show. We have more. Leslie Nielsen on animalradio.com, as well as all kinds of other interviews that have been archived throughout the past.
Wow.
Very cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool website. I just checked it out the other day for the first time. It's hip. It's happening. It's there. And, of course, you can always hear Rayanne.
Cumulus.
Oh, I wasn't going to. We're just on a first name basis. Oh. Actually, we're on a first letter basis. Sometimes I just call her
Rat.
And she's visiting with us today and talking about.
Welcome to Voice of the Animal. Did you know that a bee was partly responsible for opening up the frontier to the pioneers of the American West? In 1842, John C. Fremont, Pathfinder of the West and later governor of California, was commissioned to lead an expedition to find a passage over the Rocky Mountains. Part of any government commission is writing the report, and Fremont was an adventurer, not a writer. So he turned to his wife, Jessie Benton Fremont, for help. As John recounted his successful journey to Jessie, she helped the report come alive in a manner that would capture the imagination of the nation. Especially when, as her husband scales what he mistakenly believes to be the highest point in the Rockies, he unfurls a U.S. flag on the icy summit and all of a sudden, a bee appears. As Fremont tells it, it was a strange place for a lover of warm sunshine and flowers, and we pleased ourselves with the idea that the bee was the first of his species to cross the mountain barrier, a solitary pioneer to foretell the advance of civilization. Fremont then swiftly clapped the bee among the pages of his journal and thus ensured its immortality. When the Fremont report was released to an eager public, the solitary bee captured the wanderlust of the nation, and as we know, that solitary bee then became a swarm. It's not surprising that this immortal bee influenced a nation to move west. In ancient myth, the bee was often associated with immortality. Bees were a symbol of the mother goddess, with the hive considered the womb of the great mother. The queen bee of the hive is surrounded by virgin female worker bees who gather the pollen. This is one reason that bees are associated with the goddess and her priestesses, including the Greek goddess Artemis. Several of her ancient statues are adorned with bees. Her high priestess was called Melissa, which means bee, and her temples were sometimes in the shape of the six-sided hexagonal honeycomb, a form that depicts the sacred geometry of harmony. The ancient Egyptians were the first to practice beekeeping. They would place the hives on boats that would float down the Nile, taking advantage of the blossoms all the way down the river. The Egyptians believed that from the tears of the sun god Ra, bees were born. And in honor of him, the bees perform a dance to the sun. Recent findings have shown that they actually do. Their dance involves movements that show the location of a new source of pollen in regard to the degrees of the sun's position. By sharing a bit of the new pollen, the rest of the hive can then determine the plant they're looking for, while the dance tells them how to find it. It was honey that was the ambrosia upon which the gods of Mount Olympus dined, while mead, wine that is created from fermented honey, is thought to give those who imbibe it the powers of prophecy. The Viking giantess Gamlad, also considered the mother of poetry, brewed her famous mead in the cauldron of inspiration. While Homer and Sappho were believed to have had their lips touched with honey while they were infants, creating their gift for sweet speech. In Christianity, bees retain their association with the mother goddess as emissaries of the Virgin Mary. Throughout Eastern Europe, Mary is considered the protectress of bees and beekeepers, and consecrated honey is offered to her every year on the Feast of the Assumption. It was, and still is, considered unlucky to kill a bee that may come into your home. She's not there to hurt or sting you, but to bring you blessings. Preserved in amber at the National History Museum in New York is a bee believed to be 80 million years old. From ancient bees encased in amber, to the enduring words of honey-tongued poets, to the lone bee Fremont immortalized on that icy Rocky Mountain peak. It is the buzz of bee that echoes through the ages. Visit us on the World Wide Web at voiceoftheanimal.org. For Voice of the Animal, this is Rayanne Cumulus.
Thanks, Rayanne.
Whoops.
Ow. No bee, that was me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, before we get out of here, I want to thank Frontline. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks. Animal Radio is brought to you by Frontline, also Fancy Feast. And their new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold is simply the best tasting dry cat food versus the leading brands. It is. Steps for Pets, I want to thank you very much also. If you're in need of help, you can send us your questions via email at your voice at animalradio.com.
Come on.
Well, you go to animalradio.com, all the information there. How to email us, just like Easter did, from KVNS in Brownsville, Texas. Listening, a brand new station down there. We thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
If you get an animal this week, remember to
spay or neuter.
And remember, don't go to a breeder, okay?
Because, or a pet store.
Or a pet store to buy your animals, unless there's like an adoption agency at the pet store, okay? Too many animals being put to sleep. You can find them on a breed rescue. Check the internet. Check animalradio.com. It's all right there. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And this weekend we're visiting with celebrities best of.
Woohoo!
We figured it would be better than just a regular best of show if we did best of celebrities.
Yeah.
The celebrities who love their animals and that have spent some time with us right here on Animal Radio, they're visiting with us today. 1-866-405-8405. You're visiting with us today, too, and we're here for your talking and amusement pleasure. And we're going to visit with Leslie Nielsen first, one of our better celebrities. Leslie Nielsen, the great actor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good, thank you. It's nice of you to ask.
You are, we found out, in Arizona. Do you live there or do you have a vacation house there?
No. This is where we live now.
Smart.
In Arizona.
Out of L.A.
We
left L.A. Maybe 5 years ago.
What a cluster that was, huh?
It's just getting, L.A. is a marvelous city.
To visit.
But it's just not my style. I come from close to the Arctic Circle, and
that's right. You're Canadian, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm a U.S. citizen for longer than I've been longer than the time I spent in Canada.
Well, how far north up there were you there?
A place called Fort Norman.
Wow.
Which is just shade south of the Arctic Circle.
Wow. That's.
And you were born there?
I was born in Regina and went as a babe in arms. We had to go by a launch or ship or whatever they call it, up the Mackenzie River after the ice had melted to get to Fort Norman.
Wow.
No highways or planes in those days.
No, I guess not.
I guess I let it slip out. Now you know how old I am.
Well, you know what? You're one of those people that never ages.
You're
anyway.
Ageless.
You're like Dick Clark. You look as the same that you looked 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
20 years ago.
And the comedic talents and comedic presence that you have is still outstanding. And now we're going to find out that you actually have a soft, warm, fuzzy animal side.
That indeed. Well, of course, that animal side was always there, even up north, because the only way you got around was by a dog sled.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think of the Iditarod?
Well, I don't think about it too often. But I guess it's fabulous, and I think that competition is fabulous. I've attended there myself several years back, and, some of those it's just remarkable what those animals can do, and the power that they can generate, and how incredibly disciplined they can be. One thing I never knew, incidentally, is that my older brother asked me one time, I was at the trading post at Fort Norman, and he said, do you remember when the sled dogs, the huskies, attacked you?
Yeah.
And I said, well, no, and of course I didn't. And he says, and then I found out that if you get too close to where the dogs are tied up and you're not anybody that they recognize, and certainly if you're a little boy and you look like a very good morsel and they're hungry, and that's right. And he actually said, well, the Mr. So-and-so, I forget what his name was, McGregor or something, came out of the trading post and he beat the dogs up because they were after me. And fortunately, I was bundled up in a fur jackets and pants, and they, just couldn't get to me, and I had no real knowledge of it.
Well, you must have repressed that.
I certainly did. I was very repressive.
Yeah.
And depressive.
Well, now, do you have pets at home?
I'm sorry?
Do you have pets at home right now?
I'm at home?
No, do you have pets at home? Do you have pets?
No, I don't. I've always had dogs through the years, and about, I guess, 10, well, even in L.A. before I got here, we didn't have dogs any longer, but we did have cats. I love cats. Love dogs, but I love cats, too.
So you're a speciist, huh?
That's it.
Why do you like the cat so much?
I don't know what it is. It's something, you know, how can I put it? It's just that it's more of a game of understanding for me. This is how I like to look at it. You know, if you go for a walk and your cat follows you, you have to be careful not to move too fast ahead.
Yes.
Because, you know, cats don't want to move that quickly when they're out strolling. But if the cat comes along, he won't do that unless he loves you.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you like their snobby attitude they have sometimes?
Oh, well, yeah. Cats I've had to fight them off. You know, if they get up there, a good tomcat, he gets up there, so he's purring in your nose practically, and you can see your droplets of water coming out of his nose, and he's, come on, get over, come back, move over, get over there.
They start drooling, yes.
That's well, it, yeah, yeah.
Since you have no pets, we're going to send over a dozen kittens.
I have nothing here, because we can't, we travel too much.
Yeah.
And I just don't like the idea of having somebody come to babysit a dog. You know, if I was going to do it, I'd probably have a dog.
Yeah.
I went through all of that hassle when I was back in L.A., and it was a problem to put the dog in a kennel every time you had to go someplace.
You travel a lot. You do a lot of movies and such, and you don't have...
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, I just got back from Ireland.
Ireland?
Dear old Green Ireland, yes, yeah. Over there with the leprechauns.
What, were you doing a gig over there?
I'm now an honorary member of the Law Society and from the Dublin University, and I went over to be the chairman at a debate about the 1990s as good as the 80s or as good as the 2010s are coming up, which we're in now.
Now, did you take your whoopee cushion with you?
Of course.
What is
I never
this?
Travel anywhere alone.
Well, no, you bring a whoopee cushion wherever you go. I don't admit that I do that.
You don't admit it?
Well, no, because it's for my, you know, it's...
But you do?
Yes.
You're running around keeping it a secret, so you're establishing cover. Is that what you're doing?
Apparently not anymore.
I just blew his cover.
Yes.
I think yours, too.
The thing is, it's amazing because it does, and I have one right here, sitting right here in front of me. Just hold on for. Do you hear that?
Oh yes.
And I sometimes will take it up and work with it, but it's amazing. You know, it duplicates every sound of the human body, and.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, and
huh?
It's very difficult to use it and do it in good taste. However, I have succeeded, and I'm sure you have, too.
Well, you know, anything you can do, you touch, turns to gold and is in good taste. Anything that we should be looking for in the theaters?
Well, I'm waiting to find myself. I may be going into a scary movie number four, but
wow.
As happens with these things, you have to wait until you sign on the dotted line, because... It's amazing how things can be diverted so easily.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You think that these are things are etched in steel, but you just wait, and the moment you have it, then you can talk about it.
Yeah, when the check's in the bank account.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
Very good. Are you helping any organizations? I saw that you're doing a little something with Amnesty International. I saw a couple of things online. I'm not really sure what they were all about. Maybe you can inform me, enlighten me.
Well, I'm going to be doing a thing for the RCMP Foundation, that's the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, that has to deal with child safety in general. And so I'll be going up to Canada to do that. And incidentally, I'll be going to Regina, Saskatchewan, which is where I was born and where I left to go to Fort Norman in the early days of my life,
mm-hmm.
And it's the centennial celebration, and it will be attended, I believe, by the Queen of England and Prince Philip.
And you will be there.
And I'm going to be the master of ceremonies at the function. So.
Oh, wow, very
congratulations.
Exciting.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's a good work if you can get it, I guess.
Yeah, you bet.
Well, we appreciate your time. We know it's very precious. And, you know, every few years we like checking in to see how you're doing. We appreciate you spending a little time with us this evening.
It is my pleasure. And let's keep it up.
And thank you. You saved my job because I messed up this morning on the time thing.
Oh,
I
you didn't
the
mess
time,
up.
So,
no
yeah.
problem.
Well, it was a problem to my boss. He was said, if you don't get this interview with Leslie, you know, things are going to happen around here. So you saved my job.
I'm very low maintenance. what is that phrase? Ease up. What is that the actual wording? Take it easy or... Don't get so whatever.
Well, that's your whole life, is you've been a comedian your whole life, and you've laughed at everything. And so if you can teach us a little of that, we can walk away with being able to laugh at it, all is good.
You bet. You
Leslie
bet.
Nielsen, thank you so much. There's more Animal Radio on the way. Stick around.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on
it. I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can buy an animal that looks like your old pet and acts like your old pet. The greatest tribute you can give your old pet would be saving the life of a cat or dog who doesn't have a home. Get the facts. Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the #2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 888-682-0225, 888-682-0225. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 888-682-0225, 888-682-0225. Not available in all states.
For years I saved for college, then debt just wiped us out, and he might not be able to go.
Buried in a mound of debt and credit card bills, barely able to get by.
It's not like we bought everything we saw. It was a problem. We just didn't think it would ever get this bad.
Call Genesis Financial now and see how soon you can be debt-free. 800-709-4397, 800-709-4397.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness
from all across the globe.
This is Animal Radio Network.
We have Dr. Tracy Land with us today, doctor practicing pediatric and early spay neuter of little kittens and dogs. And she's in, you're in Cumming, Georgia, is that correct?
Right.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. We're in beautiful weather here.
Well, that's good. That's good. Listen, as you know, I'm preaching to the choir. Actually, I want to tell all the listeners, if I haven't told you before, there's so many animals that are being put to sleep every year simply because they have no home. And it's really laziness. It's not spaying or neutering them. And there's great controversy right now as to whether or not you should spay or neuter early. And when we say early, doctor, how early are we talking?
Well, I can do them as early as 5 weeks, as soon as they're weaned and eating well on their own. Normally,
wow.
For pets that are owned in a home, we do that with their last baby shots, which is between 3 and 4 months.
Now, is that both spaying and neutering?
Yeah, spaying and neutering, male or female.
Wow.
That's pretty early. Are there any disadvantages to that, and what are the advantages to early spay?
Well, there are really a lot of advantages to doing it early. One thing is, it's much easier on the patient. If you think of children having their tonsils taken out versus adults, it's babies just heal faster, they metabolize drugs out of their system faster. If we do puppies and kittens, they're up playing and eating by the time they go home like nothing happened to them, whereas the adults are going to feel bad for a day or two. So it's easier on the patient, it's less painful, the complication rate is significantly lower. So for their sake, it's better. And the other reason is that way we catch them before accidents happen. A lot of people don't realize cats can get pregnant as early as 4 months. A lot of people don't realize how soon their animals are going to be sexually mature, and they didn't know she'd go and heat yet, and now she's pregnant, and now we have another litter of puppies and kittens competing for a very limited number of homes.
I thought you were supposed to let your animal go through its first heat cycle before you neutered or spayed it.
That's a very, very old wives' tale. And actually, we found out in the 60s that if we spay them before their first heat in dogs, for example, we cut their risk of breast cancer over 96%. And breast cancer is a very common problem in dogs, 4 times more common in dogs than in human women, and 4 times more likely to be fatal.
Wow.
And we just don't see that in dogs that are spayed before that first heat.
Mm-hmm.
That after they go in heat, I've never been able to track down scientifically where that came from, but in talking to some older veterinarians, my best guess is that historically all veterinarians were men. They had big hands. They did a lot of farm work. And we didn't have the instruments that we have now to help you locate the uterus and get it out. So they actually had to put their hands in the animal's abdomen and find the uterus physically. And after they've had a heat, that uterus is much bigger and it's much easier to find. And that's the only explanation I've ever been able to find for that wives' tale. But it's actually, not only do they need to go into heat, they need not to go into heat.
Uh-huh.
It's better for their health. And again, you avoid all those accidental pregnancies.
Is there anything detrimental as far as their bone structure or their growth or anything that happens if they're spayed or neutered too early?
If they're spayed or neutered early. That's actually been really controversial, and we've got research on that going back 15 years now. The procedures have been done since the 70s, and what most studies find is that actually, again, there are benefits to doing it early. You avoid those litters. The complication rates are lower. Of all the studies out there, the only thing that's ever come up with a negative is one study found like a 3% higher risk of incontinence, like dribbling urine, if the female dogs were spayed before 3 months of age. That's a one-time finding that wasn't found in other studies. They certainly have fewer behavioral problems, which, as you know, is a big reason for surrendering animals to shelters
mm-hmm.
and pounds. They don't have all those sexually motivated fighting and aggressive behaviors and marking behaviors and roaming behaviors.
Does it stunt their growth?
It doesn't. And actually, that intuitively, that would seem to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But what they've actually found in the studies is that they'll actually grow. Their growth plates will close a little bit later, and they'll be a tiny bit taller, if anything. But you're talking about a 32nd of an inch in a lab-sized dog.
Wow.
So is not a noticeable difference.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is a difference, instead of stunning it, they actually get a little taller, which makes sense if you look at large animals. We neuter pigs and cattle and horses early because we know they'll get bigger faster, and that's what we want them to do. So, no, there's the growth, so, you know, the height thing is mm-hmm. absolutely no truth in that at all.
Do you find that people still want their children to experience the miracle of birth so they go through a pregnancy with their cat or dog?
Yeah, I do hear that, and that's very frustrating because, first off, in reality, most animals are going to seek solitude to have their babies.
Uh-huh.
They tend to have them at night when the kids are gone. They don't want to have them around a bunch of noise and people and lights and activity. So the vast majority of the time, the kids miss that anyway. The people don't get to see it. And what I try to tell people is you have to understand that the other side to that is that, again, you're producing babies to compete for a limited number of homes. And I'm mm-hmm. sure you don't want to take your children to the shelter to see the puppies and kittens being put to sleep.
That's exactly what Darlene says. If you want to show them the miracle of childbirth, why don't you show them the miracle of death at the shelter first?
Right. Mm-hmm. And there are videos out there, educational videos for that purpose as far as teaching children that kind of thing.
Do you know the numbers of how prolific cats can be?
It's pretty remarkable. I think the number's up over 600,000 from one pair of cats in a few years because they do have big litters. They can have up to three or four, even four litters a year. They can
wow.
start reproducing at 4 months of age. So I have seen personal clients of mine adopt a cat and not get them spayed, and within a year they had over 30 cats.
Think of how the real numbers there are in the millions because their children have children that have children and multiple litters that
mm-hmm.
and oftentimes a lot of inbreeding, which I don't know if that causes health problems, but more often than not, I can't imagine that kind of lifestyle.
It certainly can. That's where the root of the problem comes from. If you look at two human beings growing up to have two children to make two homes for two sets of pets, by the time that's happened, those animals are in their 30th generation of reproducing. We just cannot, we don't produce enough people fast enough to make homes for all the animals.
And we don't want to.
No.
And we don't want to.
No.
And the simple answer to that is spaying and neutering them.
Very good. Dr. Tracy Land, thanks for taking time to visit with us today. You have a website. What is it?
It's www.projectspayneuter.com.
And we'll put a link from animalradio.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
In just a couple of minutes, really cool, datemypet.com. We're going to be meeting with the founder of this website. If you're single, or even if you're not single, if you want your pet to go out and start dating, for God's sake, would you go out and... Am I going to have furry grandchildren?
No.
No, because I've spayed and neutered.
There you go.
The no-name giveaway, in a nutshell, right now includes the Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner, Steps for Pets Cat Condo and Doghouse, Lowe's Hotels Pumped Up Pets Package, the E-Safety Alert, Safety Turtle Receiver and Transmitter, Stones of Glass, the Sun Catcher, and added this week the Puppy Paws, the Sterling Silver Puppy Charm Ankle Bracelet, which you're actually modeling.
Yes, I am. I have it. I'll hold it up to the mic. There you go. You can see it.
And the Mother of Pearl with Crystal Puppy Paw Pendant, which you're also, modeling there.
Well, you know, somebody's got to try. I got to try out everything.
Well, you got to make sure it works.
That's right.
You don't want to just give away bum merchandise.
No, not at all.
The Bissell Spot Lifter, however, will not be opened. It will be in the box.
He's taped it up for me, so I can't get to it.
If you want to win this stuff, all you got to do. And by the way, the package is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Every couple of weeks we add something. All you got to do is send us your spent inkjet cartridges.
Everything but
printer.
Epson.
Yeah, we can't take Epson inkjet cartridges. We'll also take your old digital cell phones. Send them to us. Call us at 1-866-405-8405 and ask us for a prepaid postage envelope. We'll send you one. Then you send us your cartridges back. For every four that you send back, we'll get you qualified for the contest once. And you can qualify as many times as you want. Now through September 30th, all the details up at the website at animalradio.com.
Wow. What a mouthful.
Everything's up there. Anything you ever wanted to know is at animalradio.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Stick around.
DateYourPet.com. More about that up next on Animal Radio.
We'll be right back.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, Robert.
Hi there. How?
How are you doing?
Not too bad.
You got a London accent?
Yes, I'm originally from London.
You're a self-confessed geek, I understand. You started developing video games as a teenager.
That's correct.
And then you got a computer science degree.
Yes.
And you moved to California because sun doesn't exist in England.
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm just going down the bio here. And you've done a lot of things, including even some patents that are on the horizon there. Your latest venture called datemypet.com, which is not what it sounds like. It sounds a little weird at first, because frankly, I'm not interested in dating your pet, but you put together something like that. Explain to our listeners what it is.
Okay, so datemypets.com essentially is an online dating site for people who love pets. So essentially what we do is we try to match people who have a love for animals. So for instance, a single dog owner may go on our site to find other single dog owners.
Oh, okay. And how do you match them? What criteria do you match them?
Well, the main criteria is obviously you've got to love animals.
Yes.
You've got to either be a pet owner or you want to be a pet owner. Someone who doesn't mind, you know, dogs sleeping on their bed or a dog running through the house.
Uh-huh.
That's the main thing. And then from then on, it's just, and it's up to each individual members how they want to be matched up, either via age or, you know, the careers, interests, many different criteria.
Do you find that when you match up people that like animals, that the relationships work better than people that don't like animals or people that don't have that common bond?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that we hear a lot, which is also a motivation that we started the company, was people were essentially saying they've met what they thought was the ideal partner until they met their pets. And it's one of those things where, you know, either I go or the pet goes.
Uh-huh.
And 90% of the time, people pick the pet over the potential partner.
Yay, kudos for them.
Well,
yeah.
This happens a lot. There's actually, I hate your children. I hate your pets. I hate your furry pets. It's either me or it's them. You hear that a lot?
Yes, that is very common, surprisingly. And that's one thing I hear a lot when I walk my dog through the park and people talk to me about it. And that's also one of the inspirations, you know, for the companies. The reason is because I've heard so many people talk about how they couldn't find the right partner that either, you know, loved their three dogs or you know, their family of cats. That's why we started the website.
Is there a charge for this?
There's two level memberships. We have what we call basic membership, and that is totally free. What that means is that people could put up profiles, not only of themselves, but profiles of their pet. So you could put a picture up of yourself, a picture up of the dog or cat, and also describe your pet in your profile. Now, all that is free. Anyone could just log into the site and register. And then we have what we call premium membership, which works at about $10 a month. And what that will allow the member to do is essentially initiate email contact and also have live chat on the system, too.
Mm. When people usually do a dating service for people, you know how they kind of, you know, lie a little, you know, about their age and their looks. Do you find that people say, my pet is perfect, he's just so well-behaved? And,
you know? Well, one of the things is, I mean, we did the whole site, the whole thing is tongue-in-cheek, and it's essentially to have fun.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't say we're going to get you a marriage partner or a life partner out of this.
But it could happen.
Of course, yes. And we've had many success stories of that happening where people found an ideal mate. But we go into this saying, you know, hey, let's just find a friend, you know, find someone who loves animals and then, you know, take it from there. And it's one thing we you know, consciously did that. For instance, there's a lot of dating sites out there which promises marriages. You know, you answer 101 questions, and then we're going to find your ideal partner.
Uh-huh.
And we try to stay away from that. So, you know, an example is we don't ask about people's salary. We don't ask what car you drive. Because our take is that you should, you know, once you find someone, those are questions you could find out from the other person when you meet them. So we stay away from all that and essentially trying to, our motto is, you know, be friends first.
Now, is this a national service?
Yes, it's nationwide, and it's actually becoming international now.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we from word of mouth, we've gotten people from Asia and all the way to Australia. But mainly, the membership is focused in the States and also Canada, too.
Uh-huh.
What if you don't own a pet?
Oh, you could also go on the site. What we have is we have this option, which essentially says you want a pet. But there's a lot of our members, you know, they live in condos or apartments where they're not allowed to have a pet. So, but they would go on the site indicating that they want a pet and they could find other people who love pets. And actually, that could be a good icebreaker, too. One that I see a lot is, you know, oh, I live in an apartment. I can't have a dog or cat. But I like the look of your dog and cat. Can we share that? So we see a lot of that going on, too.
Okay, well, I'm at the site now. It's datemypet.com. And the first thing you put in is I'm a male seeking a female. I like to see that you're with the new century, giving people the option of male or male. That's okay. Let's see. Between, you put in the age and with pet. Well, what kind of choices do you have under here, under pet?
So we have the common ones, so things like the dog, cats, the horses and the fish. There are things like exotic animals and small animals, so things like rabbits. So we try to cover, there's a whole range of pets. There's only so much we can cover, but we try to cover the very common ones there.
I can see Hal. He's going to go type on someone for a monkey.
Well, yeah. I see that you also have the choice here. The pet dates with me. The pet goes on dates with me.
Right. So there's two things. That we also, one of the things is we got a lot of feedback from the members, especially from people who are married or attached. They say they love the sites, but they're not looking for the human mates. So, you know, they're looking for a mate for the dog, for instance, to go to dog parks with.
Oh, okay.
So we started this whole concept, of pet dates and me dates. So pet dates are, you're attached, not really, you're just looking for friends. You know, for someone to go to the dog park with, or someone to hang out, to go to grooming, the cat grooming, whatever. So that's basically what that is. It's, you know, we call it a pet date.
Okay, and let's see, within 25 miles, that's the minimum there, I assume.
Yes.
And then 84741.
And you're taking...
with a photo. I can actually do it with a photo. Oh, this is great. I love it. You're a genius. So what are some of your other patents? Can you tell us?
Oh, the patents is, my history is I've been in the software industry for a while now. And a lot of the patents is based on the work I've done with previous startups. Those are more, they're what I call the boring stuff.
So this is the fun
on the back end where the user doesn't see what's going on. So a lot of those patents are to do with technology.
What about your pets? Do you have pets?
Hershey.
You have Hershey, you told
my
us.
My dog, Hershey, he's actually the co-founder of the company.
Yeah, that works great for taxes. If you make him the actual founder, it works really great for taxes. A little tip from the old Hellmeister there, a little tax.
Right. But the reason I made him a co-founder was because he was actually the inspiration of the datemypet.com website.
I tried to get him for an interview, but he's one of those that just doesn't quite speak English.
His fees are sort of very high, too.
Yeah, okay.
He's got to his head now, the fact that he's a co-founder of a company.
We couldn't afford him here on Animal Radio.
No.
Well, you have to go through his agent.
Yes. Datemypet.com is the website. Date me, date my pet. Robert, we appreciate you taking time to share this with us today.
Thank you.
And always enjoy an entrepreneur, however you make your money. It's always nice to hear from you. Nice to hear from people like Amy and company listening at WRPN, not listening at, probably listening to WRPN in Ripon, Wisconsin. Thank you very much for listening tonight.
Woohoo!
In Capital City. I guess that's Carson, Nevada, KPTL. Oh, by the way, we're going to be up there next August, South Lake Tahoe area. So if you're listening on KPTL,
we'll have a date soon.
Yeah, or
KOWL.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
find the website, go to the website animalradio.com there and find out all the details. And, of course, they wrote us at yourvoice@animalradio.com. You have a list of other people who have animals and probably are listening tonight.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they would be. There's, you know, cats that are owned by famous people, and I was going over this list, and a lot of them were presidents. A lot of the presidents had cats.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought of them as more dog presidents, but well, they do have cats.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody knew Bill Clinton and his cat Sox.
Yes, of course.
Well, Gerald Ford had a cat named Shan. And John F. Kennedy, you know what he named his cat? Tom Kitten. And Abraham Lincoln had a cat also named Tabby.
And probably listening tonight for a little bit of animal information.
Yeah. And let's see. Well, George W. Bush has India. And, you know, there's other people, too, that had cats. Let's see. John Lennon. He had a cat named Elvis.
He was a cat lover.
Yeah, he was a cat lover.
Some of the best people are cat lovers.
Yeah. And let's see who else. Elizabeth Taylor had a cat, or had or has a cat called Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers. Dr. Yeah. Joyce Brothers has some animals. And she's one of the celebrities that's visited with us over the last few months.
Yes.
And we're looking back into sort of the past. And we're going to be visiting with Dr. Joyce Brothers in just a couple of minutes here. She was one of the big interviews that we had. It was hard picking all the celebrities. How did you choose which celebrities that you wanted for this best of celebrity show?
I have to admit, I pick my personal favorites. Ooh. That's what, you know, being the associate producer, I get to do that. I get to pick the interviews for the items that I like. And
well, you do everything. You also answer a lot of email. People ask questions about their animals at yourvoice@animalradio.com. You actually write back to each and every one.
Yes, I do.
You also have a lot to do with acquiring the big prizes for the No Name Giveaway, which goes through September, which includes the Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner, the Steps for Pets, Cat Condo and Doghouse, the Lowe's Hotel Pumped Up Pets Package. Whew, that's hard. Try to say that three times fast. E-Safety Alert, Safety Turtle, Stones of Glass, the Sun Catcher, and then added this week, Puppy Paws, Sterling Silver Puppy Charm Ankle Bracelet, Mother Pearl Heart Crystal, Puppy Paw Pendant, bling, 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 bling for the animal and for you. The package is getting bigger and bigger every couple of weeks.
We
add something to it. And the deal is, all you have to do is send us your spent inkjet cartridges. You can get a postage-paid envelope by calling us. 1-866-405-8405. All the information's on the website at animalradio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Dr. Joyce Brothers as she visits us on the Best of Animal Radio.
Stick around.
This is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty Condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more. Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty Condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to Animal
animalradio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
Stepsforpets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Stepsforpets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
Stepsforpets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And we're doing best of celebrities that love their animals that have been on Animal Radio. We go back, we go back, we go back, back, back for Dr. Joyce Brothers.
The kind of dog you like also reveals your personality.
Oh, really?
Yes, and sporting breeds such as pointers and retrievers and setters are chosen by hardworking, conservative, ambitious, loyal, virtuous people. And Airedales and miniature schnauzers appeal to optimistic, friendly, fun-loving people who like to party. And I was interested to know whether or not the truth, I've heard forever, whether pups resemble their owners. And they finally have done a very careful study at the University of California, and it was published in a psychological journal. And what they found was that they photographed dogs and their owners and gathered information about the breeds and how long owners and pets had been together. And then they asked a large number of students to try to match the people to the dogs. And the students were able to match dogs to their owners, but only when the dogs were purebred. Because they found that when people pick a pet, they want one that at some level resembles them. And when they get a purebred, they get what they want. But a non-purebred puppy, you can't tell what it's going to look like when it's full grown. So the resemblance is not as predictable as if you have a purebred. So I've finally put that worry in my mind to bed.
Wow.
Well, you know how they say if spouses live together for a while, they start to resemble each other.
Yes, and apparently they thought that maybe that was true of dogs, but it's not true of dogs because the food is not the same as you have with husband and wife. But the whole question of pets and how they relate to couples is a difficult one because there are a number of situations, so many, that there are actually lawyers who specialize in this. When a couple is living together or married and they break up and they don't have children, they fight bitterly if they both love the dog, and they fight bitterly and go to court over the dog. So there's enough of that that there are literally lawyers who specialize in what happens in court when the two of you can't divide the dog in half.
I don't know if that's a sad state, really where we are in society today.
Yeah. Well, apparently a lot of people choose today to shack up rather than to marry. And it's an unfortunate situation because one of the new studies indicates that those people who choose to live together instead of marrying are more likely to be unfaithful to one another. In fact, the infidelity rate is about the same for the living together as it is for couples who are just dating. And so we, at some point along the way, we're going to rethink the living together situation because it isn't a prelude to marriage.
Not working.
You are more likely to get divorced if you live together first. And we never really understood why that should be so. It should be a trial marriage, but it isn't. But again, the new studies indicate that when you choose to live together, it's because you feel that the person you're going to either marry or live together with is risky. They're not sure that this person is going to work out. So that riskiness seems to factor into the fact that you're more likely to get a divorce if you live together first.
Boy, that's strange psychology.
Yes, it is.
Well, we have some really strange pet psychology as well. There are people who have looked at what cats mean when they dogs bare their teeth. And it can be a friendly smile, but it could be. But you have to make sure that the tail is wagging, happily. But if the tail is straight out behind when someone has bared teeth, an animal has bared teeth, it can mean the dog is ready to fight. But cats are different. For cats, they swish their tails, and that indicates annoyance. Mm-hmm. But the cat will tuck its leg, its tail between its legs if it's scared, and it can fluff up its body if it's angry, and perked up ears facing forward indicate a happy, curious cat. And the study indicates that when the ears are back, the cat is rigid. He's unsure of what, or she's unsure of what move to make.
So
interesting kinds of body language that we see.
So is there a way for compromise if one person's a cat person and the other person is a dog person?
Well, you can get a cat and a dog that get along with one another. I've known many such situations. Not if it's... I was once at a luncheon and the lady across from me, the tears were running down her cheeks, and I said, why are you crying? And she said she had a little bird that was a pet, a quail, and it had a name, and it fed, and it fed with her dog. The two were very, very friendly,
mm-hmm.
And she was very pleased to have them both eating out of the same bowl. And then, unfortunately, the bird met up with another dog, and that was the end of it for the bird.
Mm-hmm. It was probably very trusting, thinking it was going to get the same reaction.
It was going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing that I found, not me personally, but found in the research, is that animals have friends. They like to have friends, pets
really?
Of their own.
Cats too?
Cats too. They like they actually have friends that they feel close to and take care of and under certain circumstances.
Well, our cat told us that he wanted to have another cat. He wanted a pet, so we got our cat a little pet, a little kitten.
And then a goldfish.
And a goldfish.
And then a BMW.
And a goldfish.
Yes.
And there we go, looking back at the best of the celebrities, Animal Radio this week. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Next week, Stanley Coren talking about how dogs think on Animal Radio. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.